Today is October the 27th, 2017, and it is Friday. This is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we call it just Jesus. But before we read his words today, let us pray. An ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are almighty, the beginning and the end, the captain of the angel armies, our defender, and you are eternally steadfast. You are the final authority in all decisions and the gospel of peace. You're the Lord of the harvest, and the infallible one. You are Jesus Christ, the keeper of our souls, the Lord of everything, the mighty one and never changing. You are the one true living God, our planner and our quieter. You are the reigning God and the good shepherd. You're the truth and the life and the way, understanding, and you are the vine dresser. Lord, you're the wonderful counselor and extraordinary in everything that you do. You are Yahweh and the God who has zero tolerance for sin. Thank you, Lord, for this week. Thank you for Friday. Thank you for the ability to be in your word together. What a blessing, Lord, that we have brothers and sisters all across this nation. Help us, Lord, to seek each other and to pray together. And forgive us, Lord, when we're just plain too busy. Help us to put all our things aside that are not as important as you. We love you, adore you. We want to be obedient, and we ask you for the help to do this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are in Matthew 10 now and up to 24 and 28. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? Jesus sent out his disciples and continued to instruct them, saying, the word of God, Matthew 10, verse 24 to 28. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them. For nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. The Word of God, Matthew 10, verse 24 to 28. The second thing that we do, my friends, is to listen to a small portion of a song, and then I read the lyrics for you. And today I've chosen an old hymn called Trust and Obey.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. When we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows, for the joy he bestows, are for those who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or will walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Thank you, my friends, for reading the powerful words of Jesus the Christ today and for this song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray at 1:16 p.m. each and every school day. Today we are going to be praying that our paraprofessionals are appreciated, and they sure do the bulk of the work for the least amount of money. So let us lift them up today and praise them. And if you are a paraprofessional, thank you so much. And if you are not, why don't you thank one personally today? We choose 1:16 because it is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The fourth thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. And we are in his second series called Love Ladders and part 3 of Pecans and Rice. The scripture that he chose is Psalm 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Rhonda, an 8th grade junior high math teacher, had a life-changing encounter with Jesus while attending a conference for Christian educators. During this encounter, Rhonda discerned 3 objectives that Jesus had for her in her professional life. 1, rest more and take many breaks throughout her school day to be still. 2, confess aloud her sins and her mistakes to God while alone with him in her classroom. And 3, agree with other educators in prayer at school. When school started again, Rhonda quickly became swept up in all the new information, responsibilities, and pressures to increase standardized test scores. She soon forgot about her encounter with God at the conference and wondered if it was even real. She never shared with her husband the instructions God had given her about a Sabbath day rest, which would involve him and the family. She didn't take time to attend the faculty prayer session held at lunchtime during the teacher workday sponsored by the faculty share care prayer group at her school. Rhonda was just too busy. After the opening 3 weeks of nonstop school and home responsibilities, going and going faster than she ever had before, Rhonda hit a wall. It was like she had missed a stop sign and had been hit by an oncoming car. On a Friday afternoon, when she got off bus duty, Rhonda called her husband and quietly told him there was an emergency and that he needed to pick up the children from their school, cook them dinner, and then do the backed-up laundry. She then hung up before he could even respond. Rhonda locked her classroom door, turned off all her classroom lights, sat on the floor, leaned against the wall, and wept. She felt like walking out the classroom door and never coming back. She even felt like walking away from her husband and children and simply disappearing. She was horror-stricken for having such thoughts. As she sat on the cold tile floor, she once again spiritually saw all those balls, her responsibilities, scattered on the floor around her, just as she had seen them during her vision at the conference. The longer she was still, the more she began to feel God's presence again. She heard a voice, not audible, but in her soul, saying, "My 3 balls." She knew it was the clear voice of God and that she had been ignoring what he told her at the conference. That Friday afternoon, while on the floor alone with God, Rhonda began a discipline of regular confession, which continues to this day. Speaking out loud, she poured out to him the thoughts of leaving her profession and her family and how badly it frightened her. She confessed ignoring his instructions. She confessed the sins of her administrator, unrealistic expectations trying to motivate her and other teachers with fear, and making test scores an idol. She confessed the sins of the students in her class and the general godlessness of her work environment. She even began to confess all her past sins that she could remember since childhood, mostly small things which were stuck in her conscience. She felt like a broken dam that had been holding back a polluted river for decades. The breaking and cleansing felt good and renewing. After this time of confession, Rhonda went out and ate at her favorite restaurant. Yet not alone, she knew Jesus was with her, supporting her. She stopped at a Christian bookstore on the way home and bought a new, attractive Bible that was in a translation she could understand, unlike the one of her childhood. When she got home, she pulled out the message from God she had written down at the educators' conference and shared it with her husband. She told him she had to follow these instructions, not out of fear, but out of love. She knew this new path was the only way she could go if she was to survive or ever thrive. When she got to school the next Monday, she took her 7 minutes of quiet time, being still with the Lord before anything else. He told her to read one verse from Ephesians to start each school day, which she did. Each class period throughout the day started with silence, which she demanded from the students. It took one class 10 minutes to actually achieve a true minute of silence, but they were going to do nothing else until they were silent. The students experienced a fire in her eyes, voice, and heart they had never experienced before in any teacher. They wondered where the weak, frustrated teacher went. Rhonda began participating in the faculty share care and prayer group that met twice a month at her school and even prayed aloud on occasion in the group. Praying aloud and expressing herself to God and others became her new normal. At home, church happened on Saturday afternoons, and Sundays were true days of rest and renewal. Rhonda never worked on schoolwork, nor did housework on those days. Children had no activities. The whole family got prolonged rest and quality family time as never before. Rhonda began teaching her children the Bible herself. She started praying aloud with her husband. Life was really good. For the first time in her life, because for the first time, it was really about God first in her life. The prayer. Jesus, show us the path of life in your presence and the eternal pleasures at your right hand. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark, Pecans and Rice Part 3. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from Hakuri Murakami from Norwegian Wood. If you only read the books that everyone else is reading, you can only think what everyone else is thinking. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the words of Jesus in Matthew 10, verses 24 to 28. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops, and do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. O Father, Almighty God, our great King, Lord, we long for you. We long to be obedient, and we are not always obedient. Help us, Lord. Forgive our unbelief and show us how to be totally trusting and obeying you. We love you, adore you, and ask for peace and rest this weekend, and that our children return to us safely. We ask you for all of this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.